Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is, what is today? Monday, marvelous Monday. Magnificent, magical Monday, January 30th, 2012. Again, this is Paul Hutchings calling in from Southeast Idaho. It is a great day to be alive, folks. I'll tell you what, I feel wonderful, I feel stupendous, I feel magnificent, I feel phenomenal. I feel like Denise Valver does, alive, awake, aware, enthusiastic. And isn't it a beautiful thing that we have the power to choose? You know, last week we learned a little bit about a man named Viktor Frankl, who endured some of the harshest conditions a human being can be called upon to endure. His wife and family were killed, he was put into a Nazi concentration camp, and as he was enduring some of these terrible, terrible things, he came away from that experience with one of the greatest lessons we can learn as human beings, and that is between stimulus and response, there is a choice. In other words, what happens to us in our lives, the stimulus, the events that happen to us, the things we experience, between those things and how we respond, there is a choice. So we always have the choice to feel alive, awake, aware, enthusiastic. We always have a choice to feel stupendous, wonderful, joyful, grateful for the things that we do have in our life. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about. I'm excited about that truth. I'm just so excited that I have the opportunity to choose how I feel, and everyone on this call enjoys that very same freedom. So let's appreciate that, and let's take advantage of that right now by choosing to feel great, to feel wonderful, and to accept this day as a gift. You know, one of the things that we do on this call every single day is we always want to draw our focus and our attention back to two critical things, two critical lessons that we learn in the book Think and Grow Rich. Number one, what is our major definite purpose? You know, I heard a man named Earl Nightingale say one time, what a different story men and women would have to tell if only they would adopt a major definite purpose and stand by that purpose until they won. And isn't that true? What a different story we will all have to tell if we will snag, if we will choose, if we will latch on to one major definite purpose. And in the book Think and Grow Rich, this book, this philosophy teaches us, after many, many years of study, this book, Napoleon Hill wrote this book, and teaches us how to accumulate money, how to accumulate wealth. Although these principles are centered in the accumulation of wealth, they apply to any goal that we want to have in our lives. We can apply these same principles, these same philosophies to achieve anything that we want. But because we're here talking a little bit about money, one of the things we can do is have a major definite purpose that is clear as far as how much money do we intend to accumulate. And on a daily basis, we should be reminding ourselves, morning, night, you know, things happen in life that get us off track, that cause us to lose focus. One of the things that will never happen if you commit to being on this call every day is you will never ever forget what your major definite purpose is, because we're going to remind you every single day on this call. How do you state your major definite purpose? Well, Napoleon gives us the formula. By the first day of, insert date, I will have in my possession, insert dollar amount, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, insert the type of service you intend to perform. I believe I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong, I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. So number one, we've got to have that definite major purpose, okay? And we're going to remind everybody on this call every day that we've always got to go back to what is our purpose, what are we out there to achieve. That is number one. Number two, which actually is more important than number one, which I'm so grateful to Melvin for pointing this out to me last week and helping me to really understand this truth. Number two is, it's not enough just to have a definite major purpose and have faith in that. Folks, if we don't have faith in ourselves, if we don't believe in who we are as individuals, if we don't have the confidence that we can take action and do things in the world and be successful, nothing good will ever come to us. We have to have faith in ourselves. Have faith in God? Yes, have faith in God. Have faith in the infinite? Yes, have faith in the infinite. But you know what? That's not enough. Folks, if we don't have faith in ourselves, nothing will happen. And so that is where Napoleon gives us the second part of the formula. On a daily basis, we've got to build belief in ourselves. We've got to build confidence in ourselves. And how do we do that? Folks, it's through auto-suggestion. It's through consciously deciding what thoughts we're going to plant in our minds and repeating those thoughts on a daily basis. And Napoleon, thank you, Mr. Napoleon Hill, gives us a starting point, gives us a foundation to which any person that wants to can start to develop faith in themselves and faith in their goal through the self-confidence formula. How does that self-confidence formula go? First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent and continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 10 minutes daily to the demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. And fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude can never bring me success. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. And that's what we're here on this call to do, folks. We're here to become self-reliant. We're here to become producers. We're here to become rainmakers. We're here to become the opposite of the welfare mentality. We're here to become the people that produce and add value and bring great things to the world. And we're here to become those people that are in a position to then, yes, help those around us that need that help, that cannot help themselves. That's what we're here to do, self-reliant, successful people. And how do we do it? On a daily basis, here's the foundation, folks. Major definite purpose, self-confidence formula, watch your thoughts, believe in yourself, and take action. And as you're taking action on a daily basis, you're going to learn from the action you take. Will you have some setbacks? Absolutely. Will you have temporary setbacks, as Napoleon Hill calls them? Yes, you will. But you learn from those, and you move on to the next experience, and you keep going, and you don't quit, and you have persistence, and you start to have successful actions. Well, what happens when you have a successful action? It reinforces all of those beliefs that you're putting in your mind on a daily basis, and it becomes this fire that just keeps having, you know, wood and fuel and all this stuff dumped on it. It's like this reinforcing, never-ending cycle. It just burns and burns and burns and gets bigger and bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter and brighter. And we have to build that fire with this formula, okay? Affirmation, yes, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion, as Jim Rohn says. So we've got to have the affirmation. We've got to watch our thoughts. We've got to control our thoughts. We've got to program our own mind. But then we have to mix in action, and that action will reinforce those beliefs that we're trying to instill in ourselves. So where we get to the point, folks, We get to the point where we have a mindset that's unstoppable. We have a mindset to where we can set any goal that we want to set for ourselves, and we can know, even before we start to move, we can know that that goal is ours. We can have a confidence and a faith that we know all we have to do is perform the action necessary. All we have to do is put the pieces of the puzzle together, and that goal is ours. Even before we take any action, we will get to a point where we have that faith in ourselves, and we have that faith in these laws and these principles that we're learning on this call that are applicable to everybody, folks. These are not just laws that Melvin can apply. These are not just laws that Bill can apply. These are not just laws that Paul can apply. These are universal truths, universal principles. What's a principle? It's somebody that works. It's something that works for everybody, not just one person, okay? That's what we're learning on this call, folks, and I want to congratulate you and commend you for being on this call and being committed to being on this call. If you want people to grow, if you want yourself to grow, if you want people to be empowered, if you want people to join your team and not quit, we've got to help people to grow. And the way we help people grow, the best way, I'll tell you that I've discovered in my life, is not to give a man or a woman a fish, but to teach them how to fish, as the Bible says. And that's what we're doing here on these calls. We're empowering ourselves, and we're empowering people with the principles that will allow them to be empowered and take control and do the things that they need to do to conquer their own lives, okay? So I hope you can tell that this call is important to me. I'm an evangelist for these principles. If you're on this call, I will never, ever let you forget what your definite major purpose is, and I will never, ever let you forget that you are a person of worth and you are a person of value and you are a person who can, yes, you can do the things necessary to be successful. So with that little introduction, I want to jump into chapter 14 of the book, Think and Grow Rich, which is entitled The Sixth Sense, The Door to the Temple of Wisdom. Okay, these are the principles, these are the laws that we're learning, and we're probably not going to get through the whole chapter here, but we're going to get a great start. Okay, so here we go. The 13th step toward riches. The 13th principle is known as the sixth sense, through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. This principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles. The sixth sense is that portion of the subconscious mind which has been referred to as the creative imagination. It has also been referred to as the receiving set through which ideas, plans, and thoughts flash into the mind. The flashes are sometimes called hunches or inspirations. The sixth sense defies description. It cannot be described to a person who has not mastered the other principles of this philosophy, because such a person has no knowledge and no experience with which the sixth sense may be compared. Understanding of the sixth sense comes only by meditation, through mind development from within. The sixth sense probably is the medium of contact between the finite mind of man and infinite intelligence. And for this reason, it is a mixture of both the mental and the spiritual. It is believed to be the point at which the mind of man contacts the universal mind. After you have mastered the principles described in this book, you will be prepared to accept as truth a statement which may otherwise be incredible to you. Through the aid of the sixth sense, you will be warned of impending dangers in time to avoid them, and notified of opportunities in time to embrace them. There comes to your aid and to do your bidding with the development of the sixth sense, a guardian angel, who will open to you at all times the door to the temple of wisdom. Whether or not this is a statement of truth, you will never know, except by following the instructions described in the pages of this book or some similar method of procedure. The author is not a believer, and Melvin's going to love this, the author is not a believer in nor an advocate of miracles, for the reason that he has enough knowledge of nature to understand that nature never deviates from her established laws. Some of her laws are so incomprehensible that they produce what appear to be miracles. The sixth sense comes as near to being a miracle as anything I have ever experienced, and it appears so only because I do not understand the method by which this principle is operated. This much the author does know, that there is a power, or a first cause, or an intelligence which permeates every atom of matter and embraces every unit of energy perceptible to man, that this infinite intelligence converts acorns into oak trees, causes water to flow downhill in response to the law of gravity, follows night with day and winter with summer, each maintaining its proper place in relationship to the other. This intelligence may, through the principles of this philosophy, be induced to aid in transmuting desires into concrete or material form. The author has this knowledge because he has experimented with it, and he has experienced it. Step by step through the preceding chapters, you have been led to this, the last principle. If you have mastered each of the preceding principles, you are now prepared to accept, without being skeptical, the stupendous claims made here. If you have not mastered the other principles, you may do so before you may determine definitely whether or not the claims made in this chapter are fact or fiction. And then Napoleon goes on to describe an experience which really is quite amazing, and we'll get through that tomorrow. I'm gonna stop here. Before I open up the lines here, you know, this is really a beautiful thing. This is where we're headed. And, you know, have I mastered all the laws in this book? No, I haven't mastered them. That's what we're here doing on this call. We're here to master the principles and the laws in this book. And this is a pretty neat thing that Napoleon shares with us as far as, you know, where we're headed in mastering these things, where we're headed in mastering our own selves. We actually will have the aid of infinite intelligence. We'll be able to develop this gift that he calls the sixth sense, which I'm very excited about. So that being said, folks, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines here. And before I do, I want to encourage everybody on the line. Let's hear from you. This is a mastermind session. This is where if you have questions about the things we're learning, bring the questions out. We've got a wealth of knowledge and experience here. Not just me. We've got so many talented and experienced people on the line here that we can help you find answers to your questions. And if you've had a breakthrough, if you've had something that's touched you in your life, share it with people, because I guarantee there are people on the line that will benefit from what you have to share. So that being said, let me unmute the lines here. Okay, folks, star 6 to unmute your line.
Hey, Paul, it's Mike Nelson.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm great today. Today is just another one of those fabulous days.
Absolutely.
I want to plant an acorn. Sunday morning,
yes.
Yesterday morning, I was in church and they read from the book of Mark about Jesus in his boat with his disciples at his side. A squall came up. The wind picked up. Waves started lapping at the sides of the boat. Not knowing what to do, the disciples were in fear of their lives. So they woke Jesus up from his sleep on the pillow in front of the boat. Jesus told the seas to be quiet and peaceful. The seas calmed. Jesus then questioned his disciples' faith and their belief. It's exactly what I got out of that, Paul, is the lesson that he's telling here is quiet the turmoils in your mind, remove the negative thoughts, and make room for just positive thoughts, move forward with confidence in your journey.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Mike, because, again, just a reminder, one of the definitions that I've heard of truth, which I really like, is things as they really were, things as they really are, and things as they really will be. And we can have faith in things even though we might not see them yet. The disciples on the boat, you know, the storm was coming down and they got scared. But the truth was they had the power right there on the boat to calm the storm, to calm the sea. And faith is, like you said, Mike, eliminating the storm, eliminating all that stuff, and having that faith in your brighter future that you know is coming. I love that. Thank you, Mike.
Amen.
Really, really great.
Amen. That's all I had. Thanks.
All right, Mike. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Anyone else? Star 6, unmute your line.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Rick. Good morning, sir.
Fantastic. Listen, you know, I have a quick remark, and that's pretty much it. And I just want to talk about your consistent your consistent entry every morning. We can expect your consistency, and it feels wonderful. I hope everybody else feels the same, but it just feels great, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate that. I really do. It's just showing up. You know, that's one of the things that's one of the principles of success that I'm learning is just showing up to be there every day. You know, so many people come and quit and join a business and quit. And, you know, let's just be somewhere every day. Let's allow people to believe in something. So thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Appreciate you too, man. Your consistency. You're on this call every day. Have been for a long, long time. So I appreciate your example there as well. Star 6. Come on, folks. Don't be shy. I know there's a bunch of people on the line that are just dying to come out and say something.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Mr. Angel in Austin, Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
Paul, you spoke to me one day and called me. And he gave me this number, and I've been listening to you ever since he gave me that number, which was about a week ago. And you've inspired me, and I want to chime in with that gentleman that said earlier. I want to thank you for your consistency. I respect it. Not only that.
Thank you.
Not only that, to add to this phone conversation, there's something that I like to say to a lot of people I meet, and I repeat this to myself every day. You got to learn how to learn before you learn how to earn. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's power right there. That is power. Yeah, one of the things, I sent an email out to my team the other night, actually late Saturday night, and I made them a promise, and I said that I can promise you one thing. The growth of your income will be directly related to your personal growth. And so what you just said there, it is so true. You've got to learn how to learn before you can learn how to earn. And one of the things I remember from our phone conversation there, Angel, is that you mentioned to me over the past six months, year, you'd been reading books and your mind has been changing and you've been coming to these conclusions that you don't want to have a job the rest of your life, that you want to be free, you want to be your own man, you want to develop this income that will allow you to be self-reliant and, you know, and be your own person. And that's all coming. I remember you shared with me you're growing because of those ideas that you're putting in your head. So just want to commend you. You're a great example, my friend, and thank you for being on this call and thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. You got to learn how to learn before you can learn how to earn. I love that.
Absolutely. And one more thing I'll say before I get off is I battle doubt every day. I need people like you in my life to help me remember that it's going to happen, but you have to get past it. And there's nothing wrong with a little doubt because that doubt should be your fuel to move forward. And that's what I use it as, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great comment, man. Imagine if he wouldn't have come out there and shared that little jewel of wisdom with us. I've never heard that before put quite that way. You've got to learn how to learn before you can learn how to earn. Beautiful.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Melvin. I was waiting to hear your voice this morning.
Oh, thank you. One of the things that I want to comment on, I think the majority of the people on this call are in a business. Most of them are probably in a home-based business, and I've been in several, and I just wanted to say to attempt to help some of those that if it's not happening for you, there's one or two things that are taking place, and that's why it is exactly what it is. And so we have to drop all the excuses. I find that the majority of people I talk to, they got every excuse in the world. But it's either ignorance or laziness. It's one of the two things that that you haven't accomplished or achieved what you say you want. What we tend to do, a lot of us, we're working hard, but we're not working smart. It's kind of like we're trying to push this boulder up the hill, and it's not working. It's not like I'm not putting the effort and the work and everything into it, but the problem is not the work, but it's the ignorance on my part in terms of, you know, gravity and understanding the law. And then if it's not, it's one of the two. If it's not happening for you, just realize that, and realize that I have to make a change. I, the individual, has to make a change in order for this to happen, and that's the only reason it's not happening. And I just wanted to throw that out because I just shake my head on a daily basis at the excuses that I hear from people, you know, and the things they have to say. And anything outside of you personally, you the individual being personally physically ill, anything outside of that's an excuse for not accomplishing or achieving the things that you say you want. So I just wanted to throw that out there to him.
I appreciate that, Melvin. You know, I had an experience this last week where I was sending out some Facebook messages to the contacts that I have on Facebook, and one of the contacts had actually been in business with me in my network marketing team before, and he actually quit. And he wrote me back a message and said, you know, hey, Paul, I'm so glad that you're being as successful as you are, but the reality is 97% of people will never be successful. And I tried, and it didn't work for me, and blah, 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 blah. And so I wrote him a message back because I specifically remember working with this individual, and I said, you know, hey, so-and-so, first of all, you know, I love you and I appreciate you, and, you know, I want all the best for you in your life. Let me ask you a few questions. And the first question I asked him was, how many people on average on a daily basis did you talk to about the business that we're in? That was question number one. Then question number two was, how many times did you get on the Think and Grow Rich call that we do every morning, Monday through Friday, to start to change your mind? That was question number two. And question number three was, how many times did you repeat the major definite purpose and the self-confidence formula, and how in-depth did you study the book Think and Grow Rich, like I mentioned and I recommended the very last time we spoke on the phone? Those are the three questions I asked him. And would anyone on the line care to guess what his response was? He wrote me back and he said, Paul, you're right. I didn't do any of that stuff. And so just what Melvin is saying here, if we're not being successful, we don't have anybody in the world to blame but that person right that we see when we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror. And the sooner we realize that as people, the sooner we realize that excuses do not serve anybody, and in particular, do not serve ourselves. Excuses have no value to us and the lives that we want to have. Zero, zip, not a zilch. Eliminate excuses. Eliminate them completely from your vocabulary, from your mind, and start to look at that person in the mirror and start to do, as Angel recommended, learn how to learn before you learn how to earn. Start to be committed to be on these calls. Be committed to reading books. You know, at nighttime before you go to bed, pull out a good book, read a little bit, add some knowledge to your mind, think, use your mind, process ideas, like Jim Rohn said, start to come to new conclusions, start to take action, and things will change for you. You know, Jim Rohn says, in order for things to change for you, you have to change. Don't wish for things to be easier. Wish that you are better. And these are just profound truths, folks, that will bring us the lives that we want to have if we'll just accept them, be humble and accept them as true, and move forward accordingly. So,
Paul, can I share one other thing?
Please, yeah.
One other thing I want to say is that for everybody on this call, every time you get a phone call, answer your phone. I don't care who's calling. I don't care if you don't want to answer it. Or I don't care if you don't want to talk to that person. If you were to answer that phone and say, Bill, listen, I'm busy at the time. Can I get back to you? Or you know, was it an emergency? But if you have enough respect to respect everyone that calls you and answer that phone, you're going to put yourself on a whole new track. I can't believe the amount of people that go into hiding and don't answer their telephone. And you know. It's not possible for someone not to be home morning, noon, and night, or there's 10 feet of snow out there. You know, it's like, come off of it. And so I'm just saying, if any of you are on here that play that game of not answering your phone, get, you know, if you get rid of that, if you stop doing that, the growth you'll have from that alone will be tremendous. Back to you, Paul.
Great advice. Great advice.
Okay, one more thing I wanted to say, Rick Martin, I'm back. I lied for a second. I got to jump in here real quick. Really and truly, you know, you might think, really and truly, you came with standard equipment. All of us came with our minds, okay? All the senses, we have our inputs, okay? We really have to understand this. And, you know, if you're not controlling, if you're not putting most of the input, and the input, believe me, it's going to come in. There's a lot of garbage and negative thrown at you every single day. What we do in network marketing is not easy, but the information that you come in is going to determine what your output is. What information are you putting in there, and how much of it versus how much of you putting in versus what other people are putting in? It's a battle. It's a fight, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not putting in more good than all the other junk that's coming in, you're going to lose. You are a product of your environment. This call in the morning is a starter. You gotta fight. You have to dig in and fight hard. Okay? That's the only way you're gonna get the output you're looking for. Okay? Your internal communication that you have with yourself is the most important. This call means nothing if you're not talking to yourself. This is a 30-minute to an hour call. It's not enough. You got 7 more hours of garbage if you're not taking care of it. Trust me on that. Mathematically, you're going to fail because you're getting bombarded with information, okay? So understand that you probably come from a place where nobody told you about that. It's not your fault. You understand this. This is happening without you. Unconscious incompetence will kill you, okay? The stuff you don't know that's hurting you, you hear somebody say that, what you don't know can't hurt you. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. I'm going to tell you, I'm talking to you here like a brother and sister. I don't know most of you, but I'm telling you right here, I'm coming from my heart with this. Okay? I love you guys. Thank you guys for letting me echo that. Okay?
Thank you, Rick. Well said. Well said.
Hey, Paul. Bernie Reed.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Who's that?
Yeah. My first time listening.
Welcome to the call. What's your name?
Merle Reed.
Merle, with an M?
Merle, yeah, Merle.
All right, welcome to the call, Merle.
Yeah, I was looking at one of your webinars, and I was looking at the one with the four arrows pointing at your head.
Oh, yeah,
Turned on a great light, man. Turned on a great light, I'm telling you. I really enjoyed that. And
cool.
I was going to start getting on this call. I told Melvin I was going to start getting on this call. Hey, I was waiting this morning at 7 o'clock. Get on this call.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And for anyone who is curious what he's talking about, I had a slide up where I was talking about one of the reasons that I failed for the first 6 years in network marketing. And I had a picture of my face, and on the top I had a big red arrow pointing down at the picture, and on the right I had a big red arrow pointing to the left, pointing right at the picture, and all around the picture I had these arrows pointing at me. So I remember that. Yeah. Bernie, well, welcome, man. It's great to hear your voice. Thanks for jumping on the line here. Excited to get to know you.
Yeah, great to hear you, man. Great to hear you. Good information.
Cool. Thank you.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Hi, Paul. Denise here.
Hey, Denise. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, and I mentioned this, gosh, I don't know, it's been a ways back, but, you know, I always think about what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because, you know, as you grow up, depending on your lifestyle and the atmosphere that you grow up with your parents, we all have programs that have been implanted, but we don't even realize how bad they are until we really start realizing what we're thinking about, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I did an exercise, you know, years ago, and I constantly still to this day do it, and that is I'm always thinking about, oh my gosh, where'd that thought come from? And it's just, do I, and I take those thoughts captive, and I either hold on to the good ones, and I shake off the ones that are like, whoa, I need to get rid of that. That is not good thinking. And I wonder, you know, then I research where that thought come from. Where, you know, why did I come up with that thought? Whether, and it could have been a negative thought. And it's usually that I've realized it's come from my childhood of memories of things that were implanted that I didn't even realize until you get into networking and personal development and starting realizing that you're growing. And I took a clipboard a long time ago, and I carried it around with me for a day, and I wrote down all my thoughts. And I constantly tell people about that because I just, for me, it was a great exercise just to really think about what I'm thinking about and realizing that, you know, because some people don't even realize it. The example is I went to lunch with a bunch of girlfriends, and this gal I was with, some of the things she was saying, I didn't say nothing to her, but the things that she was saying were so negative, she didn't even realize how negative she was. She thought she was being funny, you know, that kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, you want to just like shake somebody when they're there and say, gosh, I wish I could just turn you around and realize what you're doing right now. But, you know, it wasn't the time either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And we get people like that in our businesses, being that we work from home and things like that. And it's just of being able to plant seeds, plant the right seeds. And, you know, we're the oak tree with our roots growing down deep. And sometimes we have to go in and we have to prune our own oak tree to continue to grow. We have to cut
Absolutely.
Our own branches off. So whether, and that's the thought process, we have to cut those things, the oak tree off, and prune it back once in a while so that our roots continue to get deeper into the ground.
Love that metaphor, and really appreciate you sharing that exercise that anybody can do. Take a clipboard around and write your thoughts down for a day. Very powerful. Thank you,
Denise. When I'm around people, I see it and I go, wow, I need to take a look at what, and not I'm looking at them, but it also helps me to realize maybe I need to look deeper inside of me, my thought process as well.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Melvin.
Who was that who was just speaking?
Denise.
Denise, that is very profound what you just had to say there, and it was an aha moment that you had to realize that, and someone else said something about you have to learn to learn or something along that line, and that's it. I mean, what you're talking about there is so. Dynamic. You're on a whole new road now once you understand that, and it's called policing yourself, and now you're policing yourself, and you won't only catch it and find it in yourself, but you'll start catching it and find it in others as well, like you were speaking about this other young lady. I want to say one thing though. As you said, now was not the time. Well, one or two things. Either now was the time, or you either get back to that person and make that the time. But to not do it at all.
I know.
Okay, because you want to do that. And sometimes most of us, we tend not to because, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to set up anybody, those different kinds of things. But oftentimes we serve someone well if we put ourselves aside and say what needs to be said, even though we might look at like the bad guy at that moment. Anyway, something to give some thought to.
Okay, good. Thanks, Melvin. Appreciate that.
Anyone else here before we close the call out?
Hey, Paul, Scott Dietzel here.
Hey, Scott, buddy. Great to hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say thanks for these calls. They really are... Or what I think a lot of people need, what nobody's getting anything like this out there. And it's just with any kind of business, it just seems that they're all pumping up the business and not really focusing on personal development. And what Denise just said too, I was thinking about that the other day. All the negativity that comes into my mind, or all the self-doubt, I can still remember back childhood, you know, saying you'll never do that, you'll never be good enough. Oh, you know, it takes a special person to do that. Being at my friend's house one time, I remember like 7 years old, and his mom talking him up, you know, and saying, well, you should be like him, you should be like that, telling me who I should be like. Then hearing the same from my parents sometimes growing up, you know, wanting to be a pilot at a young age, and always told, oh, you can never do that. Even from a high school guidance counselor saying, no, you can't do that, you don't have the math and science. But just what these calls do for me is let me know that whatever I want to do, you know, in my life with my business is all starts with a mindset. You know, and I heard something yesterday, if we can align ourselves with how we make our living now, being in a home business, then we'll be able to thrive in the new economy. Just aligning ourselves with what our whole purpose. And what are we doing? We're not trying to get sign-ups and reps. We're trying to get people to change that mindset, that thought pattern that they're brainwashed into growing up through the years in school. The educational system, I think, is so skewed nowadays that they're not really focusing on what needs to be done. My son just had a friend over this week in seventh grade, and I took him to eat Chinese, and I gave him the fortune cookies because I don't eat the fortune cookies. And so my son read his fortune, and his friend there, I said, what's it say? He's like, oh, I don't know, I can't read. I'm like, you're in the same grade. What do you mean you can't read? So I just see kids skating by nowadays, getting passed on to the next level, when it seems 20 years ago that wouldn't happen. But again, thanks for these calls. I just had to get on here and say something to get over my own fears of talking. I know there's a few more people out there. So thanks a lot. I appreciate you, man.
Scott, I appreciate you, my friend, and really appreciate you sharing those thoughts, because everything you said is absolutely true and powerful, and I know you've touched me and other people on the call. So appreciate you overcoming your fear and jumping out there, my friend.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir, Melvin.
Isn't it something that he has enough nerve to say he was afraid to say that as sound and as well as he did that?
He sounded great, didn't he?
I mean, it's amazing, and it needed to be said on top of that. If we only understand how, you know, really understand this thing called fear and how we create this monster, and there's no need for it whatsoever. And if we all got that kind of information and can speak out that well, then we need to definitely go ahead and get on with it.
I'll tell you guys, I'm shaking a little bit right now just because I was apprehensive. But hearing everybody talk, and I just wanted to do that to get over and say that I'm afraid to get on the call and say that I'm afraid.
That's a major step you've just taken. And not only did you take a major step there, but get the feedback to understand that it needs to be said, and it was something well done, and to understand that you do more of that, and then you're truly becoming a contributor, and to both your lives and the lives of others. So, very good job, young man.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else want to step out there?
Yeah, Paul, this is Marlies from New Mexico. I would like
you
to add something. It's been so many years that I've also been on this journey of personal growth and personal development, and I cannot think of a better form than a network marketing opportunity at home business, where we truly can step out and learn to grow and learn together, and to become the person that we truly are meant to be as far as being a child of God. And there were so many wonderful ways, too, that we tried to implement it. And that's what I credit my personal growth to, and also feeling so also self-confident, overcoming fears, and just always being accepted as someone very positive. I just had a little experience yesterday too, taking a walk. And by the way, I was going to mention that one of the best places for us to meet like-minded people are through these meetup groups. Because these are people that in our area right now, they just want to live healthily and take walks together, have healthy foods, get together. And so these were brand new. I've never met them. This young woman that I, who was walking next to me, I only said a few words, and all of a sudden she just stopped, looked me straight in the eye, and said, "You know what? I really like you. You're so positive." And I thought, gosh, I hardly opened my mouth. What happened? But you know what? I really find when we start feeling happy from within and we love people, they feel that. I mean, it's not what we say, but it is what they feel from the person who is around them. And the more that we work at ourselves, we can be such a great blessing to everyone we come in contact with, whether it's on the telephone, whether it's in person. And it's such a wonderful way that we really can create, you know, something good in this world. I know when I learned about the thoughts and my children were still small, I mean, we actually asked each other to remind each other if we said something positive. And I know we had like a, just like a piggy bank, like on the table. And we just went with pennies and said, every time that you find yourself thinking something bad or wanting to say something negative, we are going to have to put in a penny, right? And it really helped each other and also our children to become so aware of thoughts, you know, that they would be thinking. But especially also, I was caught many times where I was not that positive. So it was really, it was wonderful help as far as that is concerned. So I just want to thank all of everybody here on the call. And you, we just have to listen to your voice and we are charged up. I mean, we don't have to do anything else but just listen to you. And this is so exciting. I just can't wait to just get on the phone, get everybody on this call. I want everybody 124 and, you know, everybody on the waiting list. We can change this world. And it all starts with each and every one of us right from within. And learning to listen to that inner voice, learning to God communicating to us, who only wants the very best. He wants us to be happy, healthy, abundantly blessed. And accessing that, we only can do so by what we've been hearing and what we need to practice. And that is watch what you are exposed to. Stay away from people that pull you down, that put you down, that are just so negative. And we are going to see, we are going to lose what we thought were, so to speak, friends, because we are growing and they are not willing to grow with us. And that's okay, because we are going to be opening up and attracting those of like mind who are also positive, who are also excited about creating better life. And I know I better shut up because I also can get carried away. Thank you again, and everyone, just have an incredible, wonderful, and awesome day.
Marlies, we love you. We love your comments. I love your enthusiasm and the great things that you have to share. Really appreciate you for coming out and sharing those things. Thank you, and thank everyone on the line today. Appreciate all the comments all that have been shared. I've learned, I've grown. Let's go ahead today, folks, and take advantage of this day that we have now in front of us. It's a Monday. We have a full day ahead of us to have faith in ourselves, faith in the infinite, faith in our goals, take action, move forward, learn, grow, change, understand we will have temporary setbacks, but to learn from those and plow through, let us do that today, folks. Let us take advantage of this day to not cope, to not cower, but to conquer. I love you all. I believe in you. We'll see you back tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Make it a great day.
Okay, see you, Paul. Thank you.